We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Yo, Ohio State, they got to get the score right. Fox, they got the score all wrong. They were up 31-24, and they scored a touchdown. It's 38-24. They got it 41-24. They got to get the score right, you know. Gus and his boys, it was just 31-24. Am I wrong? It was 31-24. I just said it to you.
Well,
it was 31-24, and they scored, and they just put it up as 41.
It still says 31-24 for me because I'm about five plays behind you. I haven't even seen the touchdown yet, so 31-24 I still have.
Okay, well, it was 31-24, and then they ran. Williams caught a little flare, and he went 80 yards.
Long gone.
There you go. So the score is 38-24. Fox has it up as 41. They butchered that. I told you, even 5 minutes ago, I said if they score again, it'll be 14.
They'll score again after this. They'll score another one.
Oh, you know they're going to score again. Every single touchdown in the second half has been at least 30 yards.
And that's been the difference in the first half and the second half. I mean, every Ohio State touchdown, all four of them in the second half, huge plays. Three long passes and the fumble return for a touchdown. Minnesota works too hard to score. Ohio State scores so fast, it just... You can't keep up with it.
It was 14-10 and a half. And then you had Olave 38-yard TD pass. Then you got Wilson's 56-yarder. Then you got Haskell 32-yard fumble return. And then you have Henderson. But that was Williams.
Yeah,
that was Williams again. It was not Henderson, unless I'm tripping. Did they not just say it was Mayan Williams? And it was 70-yard pass from Stroud. They got to get that right, too. They butchered that, too. Williams scored two long touchdowns. So every touchdown was over 30 yards, every one of them.
Big plays.
They scored so easily on Minnesota in the second half. And remember what I said to you. Minnesota was celebrating making tackles. They were celebrating a third down stop with 8 minutes left in the third, as if the game was over. They were celebrating making tackles. You know what that is? That's that high school BS. Like celebrate every tackle, celebrate every play, dance around, taunt, all that nonsense. Great teams like Ohio State, they don't do any of that. They just keep sticking it down your throat. And they don't dance around. I mean, they really don't. They just make plays and score. Because you know what? They know who they are.
Yeah, there's a big difference between these two teams. There's just a massive difference. By the way, when your boy Ibrahim came out, you were talking about his calf.
It's his Achilles.
Yeah, this is your boy Dr. Zhivago chimed in on Twitter about the injury, saying, "We'll be okay in the long run, but not this season. By video, clear left Achilles tendon rupture, fairly classic, season over and surgery."
Boom. I saw
Dr. Zhivago is usually pretty good.
I said he tore his calf. When I saw him in the boot, I knew it was an Achilles. It ripped right off the muscle, right going up to the calf. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Hoorah, Soldier Hoorah. 38-24 Ohio State. I told you they had the score wrong. Fox was butchering the score. So, I saw him tear it. You saw it. You just literally, it was in slow motion. They showed it. And he just literally, you could just see the muscle roll up and tear. And his calf just shot up the back of his leg right off the muscle going down to the Achilles. And, you know, here's Minnesota running the ball. I get all that. Joe's right. You got to keep running the ball. Not when you're down two touchdowns, you don't.
That's out the window now. That maybe in the second quarter, but you know, you're in the fourth, you're down a deuce. You gotta have this kid Morgan throw the ball around, and that's not a good recipe for them.
And so there'll be another else. They got
there'll be another
pick. Backup running back in. They don't have Ibrahim anymore. What are they running some backup for?
Yeah. They got to throw. And listen, this Tanner Morgan, I know he's experienced. He's been there for a couple years. There's a reason why they run the ball a lot. All right. Because he sucks.
He made a nice pass there down the seam, right down the post.
He'll throw another.
That's a beautiful play. Same kid that just ran the ball, Jackson. He's the only one making plays. Morgan made a nice pass. He looks like a deer in the headlights to me as a quarterback, but he is facing Ohio State. It's not like he's going up against Hamtramck Tech.
No. Tough. He's playing one of the best teams in the country.
So you're going to have problems is what that equates to. Let's see if these Davis upset Tulsa 19-17. I had Davis on the spread. NC State 45-0 over South Florida. Double covered air for me. Appalachian State won on the money line for me. I had East Carolina and 10. They didn't cover. 33-29 with the points. 33-19 the final. Buffalo both ways covered for me. Money line and spread. Ball State on the money line to win. Western Illinois getting the points. Covers. Coastal Carolina both ways. Blowout win. 52-14. Arizona State already on the board. 6-0. And Eastern Washington leads 5 left in the half, 3-0 at UNLV. FIU's blowing out Long Island. It's Pharrell and a Bench. So I like the intensity of their middle linebacker, Central Florida, their captain, number 11. He just had a sack in the game against Boise. And then they made another tackle for loss, two in a row. But on the first one, on the sack of the quarterback, he celebrated behind the line of scrimmage. And I mean, this guy did a dance. He did a circle around the football field. Like, he went in the backfield, made the sack, held up number one, danced around for 20 yards, ran sideways like he was going to go to the sideline. Meanwhile, he realized there was still third down coming. And so he was out of his mind celebrating his big sack. And I guess no one told him they were down 24-7. I got no problem with people being fired up or making big plays or celebrating big sacks. But not when you're down 24-7. You're dancing around like you're some kind of badass and you're playing at home and getting your ass beat. And you're dancing around like you're some kind of badass. You look like an idiot, bro. You are an idiot. You don't look like one. You are an idiot. Senior captain, number 11, the middle linebacker. I don't even know his name. I could care less. You suck. Dancing around, celebrating, down 24-7. You go, fella. You show him. Celebrate your badness. You're such a badass, down 24-7. Is there anyone left that coaches? Honestly, Carver Hyde, it doesn't tell these morons. Listen, you know, We're down 24-7. Stop dancing around after every play.
Especially a guy like Fleck, who, you know, sits up there with the suit on, acts like he's the big, you know, got the respect of the kids, the big disciplinarian. And for whatever reason, his team does whatever they want, right? I mean, they celebrate. Maybe he encourages that. Wants a positive atmosphere amongst his players. Positive atmosphere.
I told you they were celebrating with 8 minutes left in the third like they won the game.
Yep.
It was that Henderson with a 70-yard touchdown for Ohio State. That's the second mistake. Fox with the score wrong at 40-24. And the second one was when they said it was Williams that scored the touchdown, right?
Yeah, somebody must have been getting some action in the truck or something. There was something going on there.
Somebody was getting a little in the truck?
Yeah, something was going on.
A little under-the-table action?
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
Now, what we really need here. Now, listen. There's a way for us here that this could work out well.
Minnesota.
Ah, come on. I mean, seriously. Honestly.
What, did you have the under?
Yeah, but I thought I was going to get teased. There was 5 minutes left. I figure if they could get stopped on fourth down, Ohio State can maybe run the clock out. But you just told me Minnesota scored, so that didn't happen. And now.
What is the total? 68?
Yeah, 62.5. It was on the half. See, like, I was under by a half, so. Now I hope Minnesota wins and covers.
Minnesota's down 7 now with 5.5 minutes to go.
Well, takes a stop.
They always find a way to lose to Ohio State.
Yes.
That's it. You know they're going to lose this game. How do you give up like 4 touchdowns of 30 yards in the second half and win a game? It's impossible. Right? It's impossible. How does Ohio State possibly lose that game? They just don't. I mean, do you really believe? Are you going to go in game right now and bet on the Gophers to win?
Would you like to know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. If you'd like to know, let's take a look.
Carver's my in-game source for sports.
You got Minnesota 12-1 money line to win this game and getting 7.5.
Getting 7.5. Right now they're down 7.
Yep. You got to lay minus 340. Once. You're paying for it. You're paying for that 7.5, that extra half. It's minus 340. No. Arizona State up 13-0. Let's go.
We need a lot more than 13.
But it's still the first quarter. So if you get me to 20 by the first quarter, you're halfway there in the first quarter. Let's go.
Yeah, you're right. Morgan got him in the end zone. So it's 38-31.
Ohio yeah, but State are they the... actually gonna are they actually gonna get a stop? Like that's the you're actually gonna get a stop. I don't know.
So it was a Bryce Williams 2-yard run that got him in 38-31. He scored from the 2-yard line. So there you go. Bryce Williams 2-yard run. Now they gotta stop him. And they haven't been able to stop them. They haven't even come close to stopping them. I've never seen so many big plays in my whole life. Every play, there's another one. He got another. He's off and running 15 yards.
Come on.
It's every play. They can't stop anything. They couldn't stop a fly.
Amazing.
Stroud's thrown 3 touchdowns and 233 yards. He's only had 12 completions, so 12 for 233 and 3 touchdowns, all in the second half. That's a big game. Did you notice Day shaved his beard?
Yes. Yes. From the clip that we played earlier, I guess that was his preseason beard. And then once the season starts, he's got to let it all go. He's got to shave it all down.
Clean it up.
Clean it up for the new season. Now, will he let that go now all the way to the end of the season? Or is that like a weekly now before every game he's got to go clean?
Oh, here he is throwing a bomb now for 50 yards to Olave. Olave's going to score. He's going to score. You got to be kidding me. This team Minnesota sucks so bad. You got to be kidding me. 2 plays and they're in the end zone. Did I not just say they had 4 touchdowns at 30 yards and now they just did another one? That was at least 60 yards.
More than that.
I mean, this is embarrassing. I mean, this is embarrassing. You got to be kidding me. This Minnesota team sucks so bad. I don't think he stepped out of bounds. He's in bounds.
Yeah, it's about 60 yards.
He's in bounds. He never stepped out. He's in. It's not even close. He's in. His foot was in by 2 inches. So there you go. Touchdown. Olave with a second big touchdown in the second half. And there you go. 4.5 minutes left and are back up 14 with the extra point. Can you believe that? 2 plays. 2-play drive. I mean, how bad do you suck? I mean, they suck. I mean, PJ Fleck, you talk about Minnesota. As sure as I'm sitting here, they're at home, and they got everything going for them all night long. You lead it to half, and you still get your ass smoked.
I mean, this guy's wide open, too. I mean, there wasn't even anybody within 15 yards of this dude when he caught the ball, and then he made the moves after that. But, like, you got to be joking me here. What is that coverage? What is that coverage?
There was no coverage.
That was embarrassing. Down 7. You get yourself back in the game. You're down 7, and you let these guys just run free all over the field late in the fourth quarter. Embarrassing.
Well, now they're up 14 with the extra point, right? Like, and right. So I don't think Minnesota's scoring again. So I think it's going to push for me anyway at 14.
Yeah, there was a lot of that line, you know, earlier today. I know a lot of people might have got 13.5. You're just going to flat out, you know, cover if you have Ohio State, lose if you have Minnesota. But a lot of people could get the push here with 14.
Central Florida just scored again. Now it's a 10-point game.
Is it Bowser? You get Bowser in there?
Gabriel threw a touchdown pass to the corner. Adi Malala.
Who?
Adi Malala. You don't sound local. Some hotties in that crowd in Orlando, I'll tell you what. I mean, that student body's getting naked, too, by the hour. Clothes are coming off. There might be some nudity here by the third quarter. It's FOB. All right, for all on the bench, Carver High running it. UCF scores again. They're down 10 now to Boise. At what point do you think that heat comes into play in Florida? You know, it's got to be just soaking wet humidity. It rained all night. It's probably hot as onions. And they look like they're getting tired. Meanwhile, Central Florida is starting to do whatever they want, and they're down 10. They score another one. They're down 3. It was a 21-0 lead, then 24-7, and now, 24-14. So at the half, that does not look good at this point for Boise in the second half, does it?
It really doesn't. And think about it from this aspect. You know what it gets like in Florida late at night, overnight. It's super humid in the summer. I mean, they're just going to the locker room now for halftime. I mean, Scotty, I mean, they're going to start the second half. What, at midnight? Just about midnight Eastern. That's weird in itself. And then you get that hot, swampy, overnight Florida feel. That could definitely drain you. Even the home team. I mean, that could drain Central Florida as well. Weird situation in that game.
I don't know. I saw Central Florida, and to me, they look jacked up, like they're ready to go. No problem.
Good. I think they're going to come back and either tie or take the lead in that game.
Yeah, I'm worried about that game. I got Boise in 5. Utah is up 26-10 on Weber with a minute left in the third. That's just not good enough. I see them showing the highlights here at the halftime of the Boise game of the Utah lead. That's just not good enough against Weber for a ranked team, Utah, and they're up 16 on Weber. I mean, they should be up 26 at least, 30. They were laying 30.
Yeah, it's a team you got to rack. You got to rack a team like that at home in week one. That's why you put the tomato cans up to knock them over. That's it.
So now they got a targeting review in the Ohio State
kid
game.
This kid on Minnesota got absolutely lit up. He got
by number 12 Ransom.
This kid 22 on Minnesota, he got his bell rung big time.
Well, what's funny is the kid's watching the highlight and he's laughing about it. He thinks it's funny as he rung the kid up and left
real funny with the guy laying there. I mean, that's something
I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. He's laughing watching the replay. He thinks it's funny. That's definitely targeting. Helmet on helmet. That's automatic. And the kid's out cold. So Ransom's done for tonight, but there's 3 minutes left in the game. Who gives a rat's ass? Here's the decision.
What do we got?
They gave Ohio State the ball and a fumble, no targeting.
Wow.
You got to be kidding me. That? You saw that play. That's targeting. Yeah. He hit him helmet on helmet. That's a terrible call, if you ask me.
That's a rough call.
I think that's a terrible call.
That's rough.
I mean, that's just awful. Yeah, and your boy Flex losing his mind. That's a bad call. You saw that. How many times do I got to see it? The guy smashed him in the head. You got to be kidding me. Why did he fumble the ball? Because he was knocked unconscious by getting hit helmet to helmet. Is that not what just happened?
I thought it was high. Now, 12 here, this kid Ransom's going to probably tell you you got him in the shoulder or something. But, I mean, you knocked the kid out cold. You made contact with his helmet.
All right, so I had Ohio State to win this game, but I had to 14. I think Ohio State will score again. Every time they touch the ball, they score. So, and every single time they touch the ball, it's at least a 30-yard score. And I'm talking, they've had 70-yard scores, 50-yard scores, you name it, they've had it.
All night.
You know,
all
and I'll tell you another thing. I'll tell you another thing. No one wants to hear this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You want a cheap shot hit helmet to helmet? Give them one back. Right now, you got nothing to lose. The game's over. Take a cheap shot at somebody. See how they like it. Because that's what Folsom just did. Folsom Prison just did that to that kid. Knocked him unconscious. It's okay for Ohio State to cheap shot. If I'm Fleck, I order one of my kids to do the same thing.
Put the hit out.
Go in and take Stroud's head off. See how they like that. That's where I come from. I don't know about you playing football. You want a dirty shot us, we're going to dirty shot you back even harder. Same thing in hockey. You know the deal.
Eye for an eye.
I'm telling you.
Well, you know, Scott,
you're going to cheap shot our guy
wanna,
and leave him paralyzed?
We don't want to promote that. We want everybody to play a clean football game.
Can't you
we
do
really,
that in a,
we
in
really
a
don't want,
voice.
You know, please, Scott, did you really need to tell him you wanted the kid to kill him? I mean, honestly, like it's bad enough that you're playing the music. You want the kids to kill each other on the
violence
field
on
too while you're
channel.
Watching the game.
I
mean, come on, please. Nobody wants
retiring
it.
In June. Can't you just come, let me go out easy?
Just come and work for free for the next few months. That's it.
Oh. Let's see, Tennessee, 3rd-and-1 at the Bowling Green 24, up 38-6.
Wow, right near the number, huh?
35.5. If they score, they'll, let's see, it'll be 45.
How much time's left?
6, 35, 45, 6. They wouldn't cover, would they? They're laying 35.5. So they got to win by 36. They won't cover. 46-6.
If they score another touchdown, they'll cover.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will. It's 38-6 right now, isn't it?
Yeah, but it'll be 45, right?
Yeah, they're laying 35, between 35 and 37, depending on when you got it. They'd cover if they get
35.5.
They'd cover if you get a touchdown. You need another score. Need a score.
How about your boy Western Kentucky, laying 22. They're going to cover. They're up 59-21 with 5 minutes left. UNLV leads Eastern Washington 6-3 at the half in a barn burner in Vegas.
Real, that's a high-octane game they've got going on at Allegiant tonight. Jeez.
Can you imagine that they get to play their games at Allegiant with, like, what? Who's at the game? Both teams and the security?
I'd like to know the crowd tonight. Like, we'll get a check on
you
that.
No, they're lying about the crowd. There's
what's
nobody
the attendance
in that game?
At Allegiant tonight?
There's nobody there.
How sad is UNLV?
Capacity, 65,000. I bet they don't have 10% there.
I bet there's not 5,000 people there. There's no way. There's no way.
Do you believe that today we talked on the show about Mayock talking about they're a playoff team. Do you really believe the Raiders are going to the playoffs?
No, I don't. I don't believe they're going
to
the playoffs. Too many good teams in the AFC.
Carver High, tonight I booked the trip to
Denver
Pittsburgh.
Game.
I'm going to the Raider game. 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Did the flights come down? Did you get a little?
We found flights for a reasonable flight. So I told you, okay, the flights were $2,300.
What do you take?
I got them for $350.
Did you find some like Fugazi airline that only flies into Pittsburgh like once every three? Like, did you get at least a reputable airline for this flight, or did you find some?
Which one it is? I got.
That's private airline. Did you get somebody on the slide? What did you get here?
Well, it's difficult. Oh, American Airlines.
Okay. You're flying American.
And we're flying. Well, the only bad part of it is I had to go to LaGuardia. But it is what it is.
Oh, man, LaGuardia. Jeez, you better leave about 6 hours early. They got some scene over there. I mean, the place is just in shambles. It really is. They've been doing work in that place since I was 10 years old, and it's just more and more every year. Like, you need a jigsaw, like a maze. What am I talking about? A map. You need a map to get through the jigsaw puzzle that place is. It's embarrassing.
Well, I pushed with Minnesota at least, and hit the Buckeyes to win, so I can live with that. I didn't lose any money. I won money, so there you go. Anyway, I booked the trip to the Raider game. I booked Denver October 10th, so I'm going to see him play the Broncos and your boy Teddy.
Now, what are we doing here? We're doing a fly out on Saturday. You're doing a fly out Saturday and a fly home. Sunday night, so, fly home after the game.
So we're staying both nights, Saturday night in Pittsburgh, partying with my friends, hitting Atria's, my favorite restaurant. And then I'm going to go to the game, and then I'm going to go to the airport and fly home. So okay. Gunner's at school on Mondays.
These are 1 o'clock games. These are 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock games. And then I'm going to go. I got another one, December 18th and 19th. I'm going to see your boy King Henry.
Tannehill
and the Titans against the Steelers on December 19th, which is a 1 o'clock Sunday game, right before Santa Claus comes to town the following. It's FOB. I don't know if you heard Coast to Coast today, but it was unbelievable because Carver High revealed his bucket list, and it was astonishing. Number 5, climb the Great Wall of China. Number 4, Islanders Stanley Cup, go to those games. Number 4 was buy Anheuser-Busch so that he could drink Bud Light for life. Number 3 was the Islanders in the Stanley Cup Finals. Number 2, go to see the Bills in the Super Bowl. And number 1 was sign up for Circa Sports Millions, Circa Millions 3, and Circa Survivor Contests at Circa in Vegas. It's the greatest football contest on earth. And the Circa Millions 3, 5 picks against the spread every week. You get a point for correct, half point for push, 3 entries per person. They're 1,000 a pop. That's $3,000, $1 million in top prize guaranteed. 4 million total prizes, quarterly payouts, no rake, 100% of the payback is to the players, not the hizzy. Circus Survivor Contest, 6 entries per person. That would be a grand a pop, 6 grand total, 6 million total guaranteed payout, a million undefeated bonus prize. Choose one different team to win straight up each week. Cannot pick the same team twice. Ties and cancel games are losers. Thanksgiving, Christmas, each its own contest week. 20 selections for the season. Holiday weeks, if you use the picks before, you're eliminated. Undefeated bonus prize week 18. You got to choose Kansas City or Tampa. If you use them before, you lose. Sign up at Circa Sports Counters at the Circa in Vegas, Golden Gate, the D, Tuscany Suites Casino, the Paz at Water Street Casino, or on the Circa Nevada mobile app or the Circa kiosks all over Vegas. And then the proxy you can use outside of Vegas. Sign up in Vegas, play anywhere. 10 million guaranteed. Circa Millions 3, Circa Survivor. Carver High, I was surprised about the climbing the Great Wall of China. I was not surprised you put signing up for the contest first. And I really am not that surprised you want to buy Anheuser-Busch so you can drink Bud Light forever.
Yeah, that one really shouldn't surprise anybody. The Great Wall of China one, like I said to you today on Coast to Coast, the reason why the Circa Millions and entering those contests are won because I need to win those to fund a trip like climbing the Great Wall of China. So the only way I can ever possibly do that, afford such a lavish experience, is by winning the Circa Millions. So that's why it has to be number one on the list.
So I am tomorrow. It's going to be interesting. We have another day to promote everyone going and signing up. But I think most people in Vegas right now or in Southern California that are listening should just go and sign up at Circa or at the D or at the Golden Gate. Just go do it. What are you waiting for? It's now or never. This thing closes September 11th at 2 Pacific time. That's Saturday the 11th at 2 Pacific time. You're out after that. The contest is closed. So go do it. Like, you should go there this weekend and just sign up. I mean, if you're in SoCal, LA, whatever, just drive over, bang it out, and get it over with. What are you waiting for? I mean, $10 million in guaranteed prizes. If you're in Vegas, go down there tonight and do it. What are you waiting for? I mean, what is wrong with you? You know what I mean, Carver? I just, like, this is the perfect weekend. You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, college football games out the ying. Why not just slide over to Circa, get a room, watch football, bet, play blackjack, free bet, and then sign up for the Circa Millions? Like, honest to God.
We've been there for a opening weekend of college football, and it's a scene. It's absolutely awesome. And that was when it was just the D and the Golden Gate. I mean, now with Circa being in the mix, and you got that pool out there. I mean, you talk about watching all those noon games on Saturday, you know, little Penn State, Wisconsin, and you're out there by the pool with the big screens and you got everything happening at a stadium swim. That's what I'm talking about. That whole situation right there. That's what I need.
Jeez, how much tail could I get at the stadium swim? Oh, my God.
It's unlimited. Unlimited.
It's a bevy of tail. At the stadium swim, the greatest swimming pool in the world, also the greatest sports book, the biggest sports book in the world. It's all right there, baby. If I go in there, I'm never leaving. That's the problem. I'll never leave. I'll just stay there forever. I could go there on one bag of clothes, like a big suitcase, like my traveling Wilbury suitcase, like that big ass suitcase I bring, pack it up full and just live there forever. Never leave. I think it's possible that I could go there and never leave. Let's talk about baseball tonight. Huge win for the Braves in Rado against the Rockies, 6-5. And then the Giants 5-1 over the Brewers today at Oracle. Tell me they didn't both need that.
Oh, huge. Big time needed it badly. That's for sure. Going into this monster series coming up against the Dodgers, the way that they had been scuffling to pick up that win, massive, massive.
All right, so just so we're clear.
Wow, the Red Sox won tonight, huh? Wow, look at that.
They won tonight 4-0, but Atlanta's lead is 2 over Philly in the East. And as far as the wild cards go, New York by a game and a half over Boston in the AL. Oakland 2 back. Seattle 4 back. Toronto 5 back. San Francisco and LA tied. They both, you know, for that top spot, right? Because they're tied now in the West because the Dodgers had a half game lead. They didn't play. So the Giants tied them for the division, right? So Cincinnati's got the second wild card. San Diego's a half game back. Phillies 2 back, St. Louis 2.5 back. The Mets are 5 back. The Mets won tonight, 4-3 over the Marlins. Are the Mets still in it at 5 back in the wild card?
No. No.
No.
No.
How about your boy getting the details distributed to the community today that he passed out at a light at 4 a.m. in his car. When they woke him up, he had no clue where he was. And he said to the cop, I had a few drinks earlier, much earlier.
Yeah, much earlier. Sure. Good job by Zach. Administrative leave. Do you think his administrative leave is going to end up being a permanent leave?
Gee, you think? I mean, it's just automatic. He's finished. And he hasn't even been convicted yet. He's only been convicted in the public opinion court. He didn't take the breathalyzer or the blood test. You're doomed. I mean, he's doomed. I mean, the you know, public opinion, he's already fired. Oh, what a pass and a catch by Gabriel to his receiver. Oh, my God. Robinson, the fingertip snag, and they're on the move again early in the third. They're going to score and get down three, and they're going to win this game. I mean, your boy, you know what it is? It's Boise State looks gassed. They look gassed now in the heat of you know, Central Florida is where they are in Orlando. They look, it doesn't matter. It's hot in Tallahassee right now. It's hot in Pensacola. So trust me when I tell you, they look shot. They were up 21-0, and they look dead. They look like they're just, I mean, they can't get them enough Gatorade. They're in big trouble. So anyway, the Pirates and Cubs are tied after 10, 5-all at Wrigley. Red Sox beat the Rays 4-0. Phillies today 7-6 over the Nationals. A's 8-6 over the Tigers. Giants 5-1 over the Brewers. Mets 4-3 over the Marlins. Indians 4-2 over the Royals. Braves 6-5 over the Rockies. Now, tomorrow, Dodgers and Giants at Oracle in San Francisco. David Price against D. Sclafani for the Giants. That's going to be a huge series. Your Yankees are taking on the Orioles. Cortez Jr., your boy Cortez Kennedy, pitching against Means at the Boogie Down. The Yankees need to pummel the Orioles this weekend.
Right. Like here's the thing, and you bring up a great point. For the last month, while the Yankees were, you know, having their win streak and doing well, they gained no ground on Tampa or Boston, because what were those teams doing? Absolutely hammering the Orioles every single night. I mean, the Rays are 18-1 against the Orioles this year. The Yankees are 8-4, I think, against them. So, I mean, that's your difference in the division right there, how they played against Baltimore. You need to whack them. This is a series, Scotty. You got to sweep this weekend. You got to get all three games. It's crunch time here. I mean, it's no messing around. You can't drop games to the Orioles. Can't.
Touchdown, Central Florida. Gabriel to Johnson.
Wow.
Boom.
Here we go.
Yards. They're down three. They're going to win this game. Not only are they going to win, they're going to beat their ass. They're down. It's 24-21 now. Boom. I mean, can you believe you're up 21-0? You blow this game? You know they're going to lose this game now. I mean, they have come all the way back, and they are in their face. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Honestly. Very upsetting. You find that funny?
No, I actually was reading something else. I was reading and putting up some of the stuff for tomorrow for Coast to Coast, and I had to chuckle when I read unvaccinated Carson Wentz says league protocols keep him up at night. Well, gee, I wonder how we can fix that quickly.
Yeah.
Honestly, I got a way you can fix that, Carson.
Get the jab.
I mean, honestly, keeps him up at night.
when that booster happens, you know, in 6 months, I'm the first one in line. I got till October. So next month I'm going. Count on that. The minute they say go, I'm there. I'll be standing in line. I already did it. Both times I did it, I got sick. I got like flu-like the day I got the shots both times. It was awful. I still don't care. I'd rather have the flu for a day than that death toke. That stuff's evil. And did you hear me today? The new variant, 39 countries, this thing is resistant to vaccines. I mean, we're all doomed. Between that and the floods, hurricanes, 150-mile-an-hour winds, typhoons, cyclones, snow, blizzards. Do you think we'll survive? Carver, I'm really excited about bringing Willie into the world with all the catastrophic weather we've been having.
I mean, honestly, it's just like your boy Murphy today. I was watching him in Jersey, and like he was banging the drum. He's just like, they get worse and worse every time. Maybe we should start listening to the people who say there's a problem with the, you know, the global warming and climate change. Maybe we should start listening. Every storm, it gets worse. It's more flooding. Maybe we should pay some attention. I know he's right.
We don't have any normal storms.
No.
The Astros
oh, your
and
boy,
Padres.
Your boy scores. Bowser on UCF goes over the 74.5 for a ticket cash. Let's go. Your boy Isaiah Bowser over 74.5 rushing yards.
Is he friends with Basset Hound?
Yeah.
Bowser.
Let's go. 2-0 night with
wow,
the props.
Wow, Bowser.
2-0 night with the props.
Astros and Padres start up a series tomorrow at Petco. Arrieta against Urquidy. I'm not betting on Arrieta to
again?
Do anything.
I mean, God. I mean, you didn't see enough the first time he started for you. I mean, starting Jake. And they're losing games, and they're starting Jake Arrieta. Like, what are we doing here? Jeez.
Phillies go for 7 in a row. They're playing the Marlins. Gibson against Luzardo tomorrow.
That's a sweep. Another sweep. They'll be at, 9 in a row, 10 in a row by the end of the weekend.
Yeah. Still, Pirates, top of the 11th, 5-5 with the Cubs. That's the only game existing right now. It's Pharrell on the bench. Fair enough. I pushed Minnesota, got Tennessee wrong. They won but didn't cover the 35 and a hook. I got App State right, East Carolina wrong on the spread. They didn't cover by 3. They lost 33-19. They were getting 10. And then I got the Long Island spread wrong against Florida International, but I hit FIU on the money line. I got Tulsa wrong on the money line, but UC Davis right on the 23.5. I literally got every other bet that I had correct. Coastal Carolina both ways, Buffalo both ways, Florida International money line, Ball State to win, Western Illinois spread, NC State both ways, App State to win, Tennessee to win, Ohio State to win, New Mexico to win, Houston Baptist in the points, Utah to win. There's still time left to cover to 30 and a hook. They're up 30-10 or something right now. Let me get that score so I get it right. The score of Utah is 40-10. They're up 30 right now, laying 30 and a hook with 7 minutes left. I got Western Kentucky right both ways. I'm still riding Eastern Washington and Boise. I think Boise's in big trouble, and I got Arizona State going. But a huge night of winners in college football for you. Just go to PharrellOnTheBench.com for all my college snags, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And believe me, you'll love it. It's cheap. It's the best one anywhere. Everyone in Vegas is ripping you off. I'm over here. I'm like Walmart. I'm like your lover. That Boise game's 24-21. Utah's up 40-10. UNLV's up 6-3 on Eastern Washington. Arizona State's up 21-7 on Southern Utah. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast. Good night.